Welcome to the HMD Radio Show. This week, new music from Church of Misery, Beastmaker, Spiritual Beggars, and I've got beer from Boyne Brewery, Born in a Day, APA, and Poker Tree, Dark Nirvana, Cascadia Ale. So we'll see how that is. Starting us off tonight, here is some Green Leaf.
We'll be right back.
That was Black Pussy, and the song was, and for the sake of argument, and before that was Greenleaf, A Million Fireflies. Both those bands were announced as new additions to the Desert Fest lineup. There was a third band. I must actually check out who it is. Actually, I'm going to route them out and play some before the end of the song, or the end of the show. So, yeah, welcome again to the show. I'm getting stuck into the first beer at the moment. I'll be back with a review soon enough, but I'm just going to say it's quite tasty. So, what have I got? Did I got new one, the last while that I'll play? Yeah, here, I'll play some more off the new Entombed AD. And what will I play? This is Dead Dawn.
Yeah.
That was Mother of All Snakeheads from Le Chinga. That's off their new album Freewheeling. And before that was Entombed AD, Dead Dawn. Le Chinga. That's kind of put me in the mood for some Monster Magnet. Here's Mindless Ones 68 off the album Milking the Stars from 2 years ago.
Harold Shipman is tonight starting 15 life sentences for murder, making him Britain's worst serial killer of modern times. The jury in Preston found him guilty on all 15 charges of killing mentally patients and on one charge of forging a will. The sentence against Mr. Justice Moore said Shipman murdered each and every one of his victims by calculated, cold-blooded perversion of his medical skills.
Thank you.
Church of Misery, Dr. Death, Harold Shipman one there, and that's off their new album, and then There Were None, and then before that was Monster Magnet, Mindless Ones, 68. So, first beer of the night is Boyne Brew House, the place where they make the honey, I think. They've now got a brew house where they're down beers, and I think they're down some spirits as well. And this one is called Born in a Day, and it's an APA. But it would seem that A stands for Australian Pale Ale. Well, anything I've seen online, it's saying APA being Australian. But, yeah. Anyway, it's a clear sort of ale with a nice white head. It's kind of like, yeah, fruity, light, not bitter. Yeah, it's really fresh when you drink it. Getting it into you, I'd say you drink a lot of them in the sun, no problem, if they're nice and cold. And then as it warmed up a bit, it got a bit, I don't know, bready or something. It's like, it's still damn nice. Just finishing off the last one there. It's still damn nice, but yeah, it's definitely one best served a bit colder. I usually like to try a beer almost room temperature, because I find a lot of flavours really come through then. And mostly cold beers really disguise the shit flavours. But yeah, no, this is a good beer. Give it a go. Anyway, moving on. Here's a new one from Beastmaker, and we're going to play Eyes Are Watching.
Yeah.
Turnstile and Gravity off their album from last year. It was called Nonstop Feeling. And then before that was Beastmaker, Eyes Are Watching off their recent album. So yeah, that Turnstile has put me in the mood for some Sick of It All. Here's Maladjusted off Scratch the Surface.
Yeah.
Spiritual Beggars there, What Doesn't Kill You, and that's off their album, just out, Sunrise to Sundown. I think they're playing Desert Fest as well. It seemed that everyone's fucking playing it. So yeah, I can't wait for that. And what have we got next? I'm going to review this other beer. So the other beer I have tonight is Poker Tree. They're from just over the border, Dark Nirvana, and it's their tribute to Kurt Cobain. Yeah, because he was the only one in Nirvana. And it's a Cascadian dark ale. It's got coffee in it, amongst other things. But it's a strange one. It's a you get the coffee kind of roastiness off it, the smell. Then when you taste it, you definitely get the coffee. But about 20 seconds after you've had a sip, you kind of get the hoppy, florally cascade coming through. And like the first beer, when I started drinking it, it was quite cold. It's warmed up a little bit now and really getting that roastiness coming through. Now the cold is falling off it. It's a tasty beer, but it's not one I could see myself sculling 10 of in a night. But I'd definitely get one to get you going. And I think, unlike previous nights, I made the right choice to go for the APA first and the Dark Nirvana second. I'd say the APA would have trouble cutting through the richness of the flavour of Dark Nirvana. Both beers equally nice, and I'd recommend both them. Yes, and I've still got some left in the bottle. Excellent. Right, what's next? Yeah, I have a few more songs to play first. So yeah, it was Easter the weekend, and the 1916 rising. Yes, that's right. 100 years of independence, and look at the state of us. So here's a song to that. It's The Shrine.
Dollar
was Baby in Vain, the final band added to the Desert Fest lineup the other day, and that song was Martha's View. That's off their single they released this year. And then before that was The Shrine, Death to Invaders for All Ireland. And yeah, we're pretty much at the end of the show for this week. So if you want to get in touch, you can email. Actually, I had to change my email address because the other one wasn't working. So you can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com, or you can get in touch on Twitter, HMD on the radio, or on Facebook, the HMD Radio Show. So, yeah. Still drinking that dark Nirvana. It actually gets even nicer as it warms up a bit. It kind of mellows it out a bit. But you get really strong flavour, if that makes sense. Anyway, I'm going to do a... Probably next week I might do a Desert Fest special. It's only a few weeks away and I'm fucking beside myself with excitement. So, I'm going to finish with... I'm going to play some Electric Wizard. Here's Dunwich off Witch Cult Today. See you next week.